Hello, and welcome to another Forgotten Fantasy podcast, a Gamer's Illogical production. And we've got a rare instance where me and JG Mitchell are actually in the same room this time.
Yes.
Because I'm getting a break from the kids today, so we're actually sitting side by side like we did at the beginning. So, yeah. So anyway, let's get to it, and today is part 2, chapter 5 of Emperor Blood, and I hope you all enjoy it.
Chapter 5. Anne waited on Demeter for John and Andre's return. The reception had been a quiet affair without the soldiers. A few toasts, no dancing. Everyone left early. This morning, the new couple had gone to the Menendez ship to find out about Tanchi. The station master had ordered the battlecruiser gone by 800 hours. Andre was extremely worried. Demeter opened the airlock to John and Andre with Tanchi between them. Tanchi's face was drawn. The vampires had cut off most of his queue, and loose hair fell tangled and messy over his forehead and neck. Sprung, Tanchi sent Anne a weak smile. He staggered forward, and Andre steadied him with an elbow. They eased by Anne, and she saw blood oozing through the black of his white dress shirt. The general made Ganji whip him, and not lightly either, then kicked Tanchi out of the military, in front of his soldiers, to teach them a lesson, John said. General Curran's as good as her word. We could hear the rest of the flogging going on when we picked him up. Tanchi's going to live with us for a while. Coming on our honeymoon. A Paynon can't exist very well on Menendez. That's an understatement, Andre said. He'd be buried awake as soon as he set foot on our soil. This is horrible and unfair, Anne said. What kind of kangaroo court was that? No court, Andre pursed his lips. That's for civilians, and yes, it's unfair, but not as bad as what they did to him on the regent's orders. The answer to the scars on his back. Anne pressed her lips together. Tanchi turned his head towards Andre. And Herod assured me that nothing more than a flogging would happen to my soldiers, didn't she? I wish I could know for sure. I should have cautioned them against something so stupid. I shouldn't have raised my palms. Why'd I do that? Don't worry. They'll be fine. Andre sounded as if he was comforting his brother rather than telling his real thoughts. Anne ran and opened the door to Tanchi's room. The men entered and Andre helped Tanchi out of his shirt. Several light welts and 5 horrible bloody whip marks crossed his scarred back. Anne hated the vampires as much as the march. Anne walked to the control room. She watched the panel lights as Demeter ran through her pre-flight check. The ship rumbled beneath Anne's feet and pulled away from the slip. Demeter moved away from the space station and roared up to just under light speed. Anne completed the few necessary checks, then set their course to the edge of the Alliance territory and far beyond to the Revenant crossing. She stopped by Tanchi's door on the way to her room. Tanchi lay on his stomach on his bed. Andre sat cross-legged on the floor beside him. John was stretched out on the mats behind, playing a game on his handheld. There's nothing left now. Just as well it's almost over, Tanchi said. Forget Menendez, Andre said. The march won't rest until we're all dead. What about Fresh Blood Woman? Dang, dead again. John glanced up from his game, saw Anne in the door, and kneed Andre in the back. Anne narrowed her eyes. What about her? She stared at Tanchi's back. A girlfriend would be the last thing on his mind. She noticed a swelling on John's wrist. What's wrong with your arm? She asked. It's where Andre sucked a bit of my blood during the wedding ceremony. He's bitten you before? Anne remembered the turtlenecks. Hickeys. Put on some antibiotic cream. Keep it washed and clean. It looks infected. It'll go away when Andre licks it. John shrugged. Anne sighed. Sorry about your wedding, Tanchi said. Andre grinned. Greatest present we could have had, seeing the march pasted and you properly recognized. He leaned over Tanchi's back and spit. Stop that, Anne said. How can you insult your brother like that? Cut it out, John said. That's a sign of respect. Our antibiotic, healing. Andre spit some more, then rubbed it over Tanchi's back. Get him a babu and a carafe of red wine for the pain if you're so concerned. In the animal room, Anne stared at the poor little Menendez baboons and monkeys. Leftovers from the wedding reception. They stared back with their human eyes, and Anne felt like she was sent to kidnap a baby. She decided against the fanged baboons. She steeled herself, plunged her arms into the monkey cage and grabbed one. The animals screeched and scuttled. The monkey scratched and wiggles. There, there, it's all right. I won't hurt you. Anne cuddled the monkey. It clung to her as she walked down the hall, and she felt like a traitor. She plopped it down between Andre and Tanchi. Tanchi reached out, cupped a hand behind its head, mesmerized it, drew it to him, and fed. The welts on his back had scabbed. The spit seemed to work. Wine? Andre asked. I can't carry everything at once. Anne moved to the door. Leave her alone. Thank you for the monkey. Tanchi handed the body to Andre, who tossed it into a corner. I know you don't like it when we feed on apes. Tanchi raised an arm to beckon her and winced. Please join us. John had returned to his game. Andre frowned and shook his head slightly. Anne surveyed their cozy companionship that now included Tanchi, and repressed the tears that wanted to come at the thought of the continuing lonely months ahead. Tanchi glanced at his brother's closed face. Since you're so keen on me proclaiming my station, we wish her to sit beside us. Andre shrugged. You need your hair tidied up. She can do that. Get a brush and bring the wine. I'm not anybody's servant, least of all yours. Anne crossed her arms. Forget it. Keep yourself quiet in a corner, if you can. I own half of this ship, more than both of you. Tanchi scrunched his eyes close. Anne suddenly wondered if he also felt lonely and shut out by the gruesome twosome. John, still concentrating on his game, had started to run a foot up Andre's back. Their happy closeness was irritating. Tanchi must feel bad. He had lost everything, now even his home and captaincy. Anne stomped out of the room to make them think, and waited a while until she returned with the brush, scissors, and the carafe of wine. She purposely brought a single tumbler and a straw. Andre and John had vanished, no doubt to their room. Tanchi still lay with his eyes closed. She hesitated, then decided to leave the wine beside him for when he woke up. Anne squatted beside him. He opened his eyes. You came back, he said. Andre's a pain. He's upset. It makes him forget that your society is different. Better in many ways, I think. The Peace Alliance isn't so great. I know. They'll stand by when the March destroy us. Long as they get their Lido, for some reason they think the March will continue the Menendek tradition of selling it to them instead of turning on the rest of the unholy. She filled the tumbler and held the glass while he sucked the wine through the straw. This is a horrible way to drink, he added quickly, but I thank you. I'll do your hair now. Anne handed him the almost empty tumbler. She moved to the other side of the bed, crouched behind him, and ran her fingers through the remains of his queue. Tanchi turned his face into the mattress. She brushed his hair, then clipped short. At one point he growled, low and back in his throat. Did I hurt you getting out that tangle? Anne asked. Women are the cause of all my troubles. Men are the cause of mine. My father, my brother, and his lover. She took on a sarcastic tone. Excuse me, my brother's spouse. My stinking ex-boyfriend who cheated on me. And Herod cheated on me. Now this, it was unnecessary. We were in the military together. Tom tried to rape me when I wouldn't go to bed with him, Anne said. And he had said that he would wait. I left the Corps after that. You wanted to know about my back? My ex-wife had me whipped for speaking to my son, the Kuang. Anne gasped. Okay, you win. That's barbaric. It's not a contest. I know. I'm surprised you even talked to me. I remember my Kukue, my second wife. You cheated on your first wife? Yes, it's not the same. Murasaki threw things at me, screaming, accusing me of everything, almost always telling me what to do, even in public. I had to divorce her. She didn't honor me as Kuang. I was losing respect. I yelled at Tom once he hit me. An honorable man never hits a woman or a superior officer. He sighed. You should thank your God that you left him. I do. I didn't want to end up like my mom, just taking it. I take too much, much too much, but it's almost over. You're kind, like Kukue. Tanchi closed his eyes. Anne finished brushing his hair. Tanchi fell asleep. Anne stroked his head.
Thank you all very much for listening. And as always, if you absolutely can't wait until next week to have the next segment of the book, you can go on over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/forgottenfantasy and become a patron for $5 and get the entire copy of the book. We also are doing live video game content on Twitch. Although right now we're taking a bit of a hiatus because I've been really burnt out with distance learning, so we just haven't really had the time to put into our Twitch channel. But contact us on Facebook at facebook.com/forgottenfantasy and our Twitter, twitter.com/@gamersillogical. Take care and good health. Bye-bye now.